This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Colin Powell says he's voting for Hillary Clinton. Donald Trump turns off the spigot when it comes to raising money for the Republican Party. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. That's where we start. Big news. Certainly, Colin Powell makes news. He did hint at this before, so I don't think this is so ridiculously shocking, except for that he was once considered a definite viable candidate for the office of the president representing the Republican Party, but didn't want to run. He's saying that, he's snubbing the party. This is a guy who served in the Reagan and the George H.W. Bush administrations. He backed President Obama in 2008 and 2012. He announced while he was speaking to a group during a luncheon in Long Island that, yeah, I'm confirming it. I am voting for Hillary Clinton. And Hillary Clinton immediately found out and tweeted out, proud to have the endorsement of General Powell, a decorated soldier and distinguished statesman. Now, he did have some tough words for the Democrats and the Republicans. He condemned Trump, labeling him a national disgrace and an international pariah. In one email, because of course, thanks to hacks, we get to hear the real truth and nothing but the truth, we think. One of the emails that he wrote said, Trump is nuts. Everybody wants me to speak out, but I will pick the time and place for maximum effect. Like I did in 2008 and 2012, right now, Trump is his worst own enemy. So, Powell and Clinton have had a difficult relationship at times. There's no question about that. He certainly pushed back against reports a few months ago that were suggesting he might have given Clinton the idea to use a private email account as Secretary of State, saying that her people are trying to pin it on me. I remember that. But he's going Democratic again. That means the last three election cycles, he has voted for a Democrat. Clinton has the support of some other high-profile Republicans, including former Senator Larry Pressler. Also, Hewlett, Packard CEO Meg Whitman, ex-Reagan director Frank Lavin. So there are absolutely, or Lavin, boy, I think I need glasses. There certainly are a few Republicans who are saying no to Trump. But I feel about endorsements, even endorsements for him, I don't know how much an endorsement really swings a voter. I really, in fact, think a lot of people know who they're voting for, unless they're really just completely undecided and might not even vote. But I don't necessarily think endorsements sway people one way or the other. And hey, congratulations to the Indians as they win Game 1 of the World Series, smoking the Cubs 6-0. I don't think it's a surprise. John Lester was roughed up, and Corey Kluber pitched an incredible game. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
Oh, I'm glad to hear from you. I'm glad to be good with you.
I'm good. How are you? What's on your mind?
Oh, goodness gracious, if I got so much. I got something, but I'm going to hold off on it.
Okay.
But I'm glad you let me chat last time right into your movie review. See, people, this is Kate. You know, you don't have to endorse anybody. Just keep your show going, Kate.
That's right. You don't have to endorse anyone. That's right.
I mean, because you let anybody endorse whoever they feel. That's what I love. Left to left, right to right.
Right. Right. Vote. Key is voting. Let's see people vote and not just talk about it.
Well, I've been kind of even joking my friend that, you know, I've been calling him, like, you know, every time 5 o'clock news comes on and I hear NBC, ABC, Sing Song, or CBS's, I'm like, oh, hold on just a minute. I got to wake up Chuck West. He gets a kick out of that. But, you know, it is kind of ridiculous. But I watched on the news today, you know, the Pennsylvania senator that's running against, I think his name's Tomey, the independent.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's face it, you know, this woman thing is just, I mean, it's like dating, Kate. You can keep on dating till you get your satisfaction. You can kick Donald or Pence to the curb till you find one. You know? I mean, give
right.
me a break.
Right.
And what you women don't understand is that when Hillary gets in there, she's going to have her own SS for you ladies. I mean, she's going to censor and shut you up afterwards, because that's just Hillary. Just kind of like Saturday Night Live and all that. They did a skit even on the news to where, you know, what are we going to do if we lose Trump for comedy? Because Hillary will censor him. Hillary will censor him. It would be so boring and everything. And that kind of goes into a joke I try and tell you tomorrow, the story, I should say, about the movie review. But did you see today on NBC where they did a short broadcast about how possibly, well, the anchor was saying, come on across, you know, standing there on the Rio Grande. Basically, you said, with all this going on, you know, it's kind of open borders right now for the...
It is.
For the, you know, for them to come on across. Well, here's my answer. Here's my answer to that, to Texas. Hey, ain't it duck season?
You're terrible.
I know.
Oh. Well, you know, it's been going on for so long, and that's exactly what happens. There's so many areas that you can find along the Rio Grande where people just are flat out coming across, easy peasy.
But they're making a point to get them here so they can vote. You know, I've heard, you know, this voter fraud thing doesn't exist, although when you come across the border, you get a driver's license and everything to vote. You know, and then Obama, you're going to love this kind of hilarious. Obama's health care, you know, he admitted to while he was on campaign and doing his late night talk shows, you know, and, you know, his general appearance, you know, as I've stated before, you know, how much he's Asian. Well, you know, his policies, you know, have been kind of like what the current small farmer has similar. And their days of the late 20s during the Depression, you got to watch your step for the grayish white on top of that black stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I totally know what you mean.
Did
yep,
you get gray hair?
Absolutely.
Did you get gray hair on top?
Yep. I got you.
Man.
You're hilarious.
I hope Dan
that's obvious.
That
I totally understand it.
I hope Dan loves that, because that's about what his policies are. You know, I also watched Trump, too, on the news today, where he had all those workers, Latino beauties, that were sitting there, looked happy about everything. But, yeah, they, too, are suffering under this Obama health care increase.
Yeah, no, the health care situation, I just, there's very few people that are happy with it. Absolutely. I just, I mean, how much can you pay? You can only stretch your dollars so far, that's for sure. Grimster, thanks. Stay with us. We're jumping over the fence. Jump with us.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to change the station. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be faster than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to change the station now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could reduce your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-557-3965. That's 1-800-557-3965. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965. 1-800-557-3965.
Want to build a maintenance-free, low and slow charcoal briquette fire that burns for hours for free? MeatMastersRadio.com will show you how to build a low-temp charcoal fire that's guaranteed fiddle-proof. It's easy and free. MeatMastersRadio.com teaches charcoal barbecue skills on new topics every week. Go to MeatMastersRadio.com. That's MeatMastersRadio.com.
Fan mail. We'd like to thank you for your support.
Once again, the mailbag is full, but isn't it every single time I go and check it? And that's the power of all of you feeling free to get in touch with us through the miracle of the internet. You just go to americatonight.net and click on contact. So america.net, click on contact, and bada bing, you're in. So many of you tell me that you listen at different times in the day. You download it. You can do that on tunein.com, or you can go to gcnlive.com, and the shows are listed there as well. So let's jump to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Here's the first one. This one is from Joseph, who says, Kate, I've been listening to the show now for a while, probably about a year or so. I like your lighthearted humor. I like the fact that you mix in some sports here and there, because frankly, I am so tired of this election. I hate to say that. I am kind of a political junkie, but it's annoying, the constant sniping. And, you know, listen, I understand different values, different ideas, go for the jugular, or the weakness of your opponent, but it's gotten darn right nasty to me, and it's I think it's embarrassing what we're seeing with American politics. It gives ammunition to more people in Europe and other parts of the world to say, look at those stupid Americans. All they do is attack each other when they're going for the highest office in their land. You know, it's interesting you say that. I've talked about this before. I've gone back in history to look at what other presidential races have been like. When I wasn't around in the 1800s and the 1900s, and there was sniping then. There was attacking the opponent. And maybe it's because you didn't have the technology, the different ways and platforms to use to spew. So it doesn't feel like, oh, if we go back in history, it wasn't as negative. I think there was some negativity. But the country was smaller, and as I mentioned, the technology advancements weren't the same as they are today. And so to me, I think that's really what that's about. I don't know. I think there is a line that's been crossed, though. I think there's a line of being crass and having class and some decorum about how you handle yourself. You know, Bernie Sanders found an edge with a lot of young people, and he was hesitant. You know, there's plenty he doesn't agree with as far as Hillary Clinton is concerned, but he was hesitant to completely go after her. You finally saw him do it a little bit, because I'm sure that was part of the strategy. Hey, you've got to be able to attack her where she's weak and where we're different. But he didn't want to run that kind of campaign. He wanted to focus on the issues. Here's what we're doing. Here's what's happening. Here's what I believe is the solution. But that just doesn't sell. And if you look at the ads are all about those themes. This person did this. This is what you want. And that has been around forever. You know, that's how yellow journalism started, the whole yellow journalism thing. Okay, here's one from Doc. And Doc says, Kate, there's been so much conversation about ISIS lately because of this election. Certainly Donald Trump has brought up ISIS. What in the world is going on with ISIS? Mosul, what's happening there? It's a battle. That's what it is. It's a battle. ISIS is trying to keep Mosul as its stronghold in Iraq. But, you know, 78 villages have been liberated. 800 ISIS fighters have been killed. So there is on the other side of this some success in thwarting their efforts. And we certainly have seen some of the horrific pictures and video that have come out of that area. But it's a battle. There's a coalition. There's a Iraqi government troops. There's the Kurdish fighters. There's a lot of people that are on the other side of it that are doing whatever they can to put up a fight against ISIS, and ISIS is putting up their own fight because they want to hold on to the second largest city there, and they want it to remain under their control. They don't want to give it up. So Mosul is, you know, there's toxic fires, there's frightening things happening, the long-suffering civilian populations that have been terrorized, it's sad, and that's ISIS's plan, is to really go after the innocents and do something horrific. But to answer the question, what's going on there is, there has been some pushback, and it is a fight. It's a fight as to who's going to hold on to Mosul. Is it going to be ISIS, or is it going to be the Iraqi fighters and the combination of other crews that are helping to wage that war against a horrific organization? Here's another one from Dawn. Dawn says, Kate, I think you mentioned one time that you worked at Great Adventure. And because I lived in New Jersey, in fact, not too far from Jackson, I knew exactly about Great Adventure. I thought it was really fascinating. And I'm wondering if you saw that there seems to be all these accidents in amusement parks, but there was a serious accident that killed 4 people in an amusement park the other day, and it was at a Rapids ride. I did see that. This park was in Australia, and it was 4 people. They were older people. Well, they were like in their 30s. This ride, I guess, malfunctioned, and it was called the Thunder River Rapids Ride. And so what happened was there was some kind of malfunction. 2 people were ejected from the ride. Oh, my gosh. Another 2 people were caught inside the ride. The victims just had injuries that were not survivable. That's what it was. And they say that the staff of this park, because they've never had anything like that happen, were traumatized. You know, they were traumatized by what they saw in trying to help the people, and it's incredibly sad. They've never had any kind of an accident. A lot of people that come and visit, they visit Australia, go to this. It's called Dream World, and it's in a place, I know it, I've never been there, but I've heard people talk about it. It's in the Gold Coast, so it's about 45 minutes from Brisbane, and it's the largest theme park in Australia. So you have, of course, the people, Australians, that go there. It's like going to Walt Disney World, but you also have other people that happen to be visiting that will stop by Dream World. So yeah, it's tragic. It does seem like there's an uptick in crazy accidents and people getting trapped on rides. It's one thing to get trapped on a ride. It's another to get ejected from it, however, or to be stuck and mangled on it, which is unbelievable that it's just you happen to be on the ride when it malfunctions. So now we go to this email that I thought was just so fabulous. And this email was from Claude. And Claude says, Kate, I know you care deeply about veterans, and I have a terrible situation, and so do others in California. We were told, we were notified that we have to repay our enlistment bonuses. Can you imagine that? First they give, and then they take. So here's what happened. Thank you for bringing that up. A decade after the Pentagon was trying to entice soldiers to reenlist after, you know, offering big bonuses, everybody always talked about the bonus, then they decided in California that they couldn't do that, that they needed bonuses, which were around $15,000, that they needed those bonuses. So the Los Angeles Times broke the story. They reported that only soldiers with certain assignments, for example, intelligence, civil affairs, non-commissioned officer posts, were supposed to get bonuses. But what happened is it was mismanaged. There was some fraud, mismanagement, of course, by the California Guard, the people running the show that were trying to get their meet their enlistment targets. So they had to, they were trying to recruit people. So what they did was they just gave that money to all kinds of people that shouldn't have gotten it. And you even had one of the incentive managers who pled guilty a few years ago to false claims and of like $15.2 million, which is crazy. And then what they did was they went through these claims, and now they have to go back. And California saying, well, if you got that, you've got to pay back the bonuses. And that is, and Claude didn't tell me much of his story, but that is terrible. Because where are you digging that $15,000 out? I mean, and maybe you owe more. Maybe you reenlisted a few times, and now you're going to have to come up with how you're going to, and then how you're going to pay it back. And then they also, to add insult to injury, they tacked on a 1% processing fee. So now you got to figure out how you're going to pay it back and how you're going to survive. And then plus, to pay off the debt, and they have kids and wives and whatever. And then you're going to also throw that extra processing fee on. I mean, that's just insane. Hopefully, somehow somebody steps up and they do something to solve this, because I think it's atrocious that, I mean, so far they've confirmed 2,300 unauthorized bonus payments to about 2,000 soldiers. That's $22 million in unauthorized money, and they're going to have to pay that money back, and they think it's even higher. Wow. All right, thanks for all the emails. Keep them coming. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact. Hang with us.
Won't you go, won't you go away with me? Babe, won't you go away with me? Babe, won't you go away with me? I'm gonna take you to a place that you never...
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you retired or facing retirement and you're afraid your income is going to be less than you'd like? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and I want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business working around your current schedule, creating extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusades, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fortune teller telling me the year of the rat is upon us at last, and it's gonna last us until the calendar crash. I flip page after page, after hours, after days, after some aftershock, after all that the taste, trying to catch a breath before it escapes. Don't show me your face until you show me your face. Drop down on your bad knee, yes, in your good clothes.
Hey, Delaney, hanging out with you across this great nation. I'll tell you what, at Apple, they're asking themselves, what happened? Do you know that their annual sales fell for the first time since 2001? Boy, that, I'd say, as much as you could look at the one side of that, I'd say you look at it and say, that's incredible that they've been able to hang on as a tech company and just watch those sales climb and climb and climb. And that's when they launched the iPod. And then, of course, all those products afterwards just kept coming in. But in a little tiny short version of It's Your Business, they said that the sales fell to $216 billion in 2016 in their fiscal year that ended September 30th from the record $234 billion in 2015. Oh, don't you feel so sad for them? It's all about the iPhones. I mean, I think that we're just leery of how many different iPhones. Now we're going for the 8, then the 9, and then the 10. So Apple's CEO Tim Cook was on a call with analysts, because that's what they do, and said that demand for the new iPhones is outstripping the supply in most of the places, especially the iPhone 7 Plus. So said that that was part of the deal. And, of course, the holiday is when their first quarter is when they sell a tremendous amount of their products, because it's the holidays and people and kids and other people ask for, well, you know, whatever the product is. It makes sense. You know what I noticed? Nobody on the campaign trail and then they must be doing those 10,000 steps. Nobody has a Fitbit. The Fitbit is also part of the vernacular now. People, you look down and you see man, woman, child. They all have these, the same, it looks like Logan's Run, that movie from the 70s that I think Farrah Fawcett was in, where, you know, everybody had a number wrapped around their arm because you had to be tagged. And it seems like everybody has those Fitbits, but I've noticed, and maybe it's just me, I've noticed I don't see it anywhere. I don't see anybody wearing Fitbits on the campaign trail. Maybe they don't want to know how many steps. Maybe they have no desire to know how many steps that they've walked. All right, we're going to step into another edition of Nail Your Score coming up in our next segment. If you've never heard us do this, what you do is you jump on the phone lines at 855-266-5283. Our computer, Nathan Reeder, has been working out, so now it's easy for him to pull the supercomputer out of its box. He pulls it out, we let the computer rip, and the computer picks the game of the week in the NFL. Then you call, tell us who you think's going to win, which team of the two, and what the final score is going to be. And we're getting closer and closer. People are starting to surround it, so I would not be shocked if we have a winner pretty soon. Somebody's going to win. Somebody's got to win. Isn't that what they say about the lottery? Someone's got to win, so maybe it'll be you. All right, on that note, let's turn to Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan in Texas.
Hello, Kate.
Hey.
I heard you on a promo where you were talking to Mark Cope and asking him how he'd make out on the stars, and so he did a little promo afterwards about how he felt about it. And he played Give Me Three Steps Mister, to Make It to the Door. And I thought that was hilarious. I knew you'd appreciate that.
I like Mark Cope. He's fun. And for people who don't know, he does a terrific show in Brownsville. And a lot of people listen to him, and he's had me on the show to talk about sports. Brownwood.
They
I know.
They burn you in effigy if you
I know. I know Brownwood. I've been there many, many times. I'm sorry. I was speaking of Brownsville, but Brownwood, yeah.
Grim. I have stepped in that stuff that has the gray matter on it, and it's called cow manure. I was a rancher. Yes. Obama is also one of those things that cows drop on the ground and with the gray hair on top. I have no use for him, big ears and all. And so we'll soon be rid of him. And I think Obamacare is going to put the stake in the heart of the vampire called Hillary and also the Democratic Party, because when people start having their wallets raided, they are pissed off, and it is going to cause all kinds of people to come out even stronger than they are now. And I have no doubt there is going to be a massive landslide election for Donald Trump, and little Colin Powell can go right down the tubes with the rest of the insiders that we're going to get rid of. All of these little sycophants that are out there denying Trump his support. And we're going to be taking names and numbers and getting back to them. And Hillary and Bill better find a country that does not extradite back to the United States, because Trump's going to be coming after them with his new head honcho in the Justice Department. And you're going to see some crying and meshing of teeth amongst them and their sycophants. And plus there will be some audits on their little program. I'm telling you, all hell's going to break loose for that bunch of clowns, and they're going to have to find some place that there's no extradition treaty and go there.
Why do you think that you just think the polls are just off?
Yeah,
the numbers are off.
They're way off. I mean, you should have seen the lines here in Texas. I've been hearing reports on it. It has been massive turnout and very few Hillary supporters. It has been massive Trump. And it's been that way from every place that I've called. I told you about that on my last little talk with you. Every place that I've called, it's been Trump, and one or two Hillarys here, one or two Hillarys there. But for the most part, it has been massive Trump. And I'm telling you, we're going to see the doggone landslide since Ronald Reagan.
Really? So you think it's that big? You think it's going to be that big?
I think
it
is that big. I really do. I think people have had it with all of this stuff being forced down our throats, and Obamacare is the hand grenade that just went off. It's going to absolutely devastate Democrats.
Yeah, I you know what? It's true. It is like a hand grenade because it's so people
it's
are just so
on.
Confused.
It's going on.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I agree with that.
That's about all for me. I'll call back for my little name the score, blah blah blah. And that's about
nail
all.
The score. All right, yeah. Dan. Thanks, Dan in Texas, in Brownwood, Texas. I just was through Brownwood not too long ago. Texas is such a big state. It's so interesting. I lived in California. I've lived in New York, and I've of course love and live in Texas. And to get to one end from the other, it's just really interesting how the landscape changes. I spent some time in Marfa, and I've spent time in El Paso on the extreme end, and then to the extreme east, and it's pretty wild. Somebody sent an email and asked, "What's Texas like?" I say, you know, the old saying is, if you don't like the weather in Texas, stick around. It'll change in 15 minutes. And that's one of the first things I think of, is that it's great because it will change. If you don't like it, it will change. All right. As Dan mentioned, we do have coming up Nail the Score. And I've talked about Nail the Score, too. So hold your horses for that, because it's coming up again in our next segment. I wanted to mention this. I briefly talked about it. I talked about the bus crash, how awful that was. I mean, I was just stunned seeing I shouldn't say stunned. You know, we know accidents happen. Terrible things happen, of course. But I've never seen I can tell you, I've seen a lot of crashes. I've never seen a crash like the one that happened to this bus in Palm Springs. They say 4 of the 8 tires on the bus that crashed into the back of a trailer on Interstate 10 on Sunday that killed those 13 people had unsafe tread levels. And that once they started the investigation, they saw that. And the bus had people from L.A. to a casino in Salton Sea Beach. That's where they were coming in and going. And so they say the low tread level could have resulted in the bus being placed out of service and then back in service. And it was last inspected, you know, months and months and months ago, and it got a satisfactory rating. So you can bet there's going to be probably lawsuits and whatnot that will fall out on this bus company. But what's so awful is, you know, listen, you can't bring those people back. So, yes, now they know what this fatal crash was about, but it doesn't help the families. I mean, it doesn't help the families, except for, yeah, sure, they can sue. It doesn't get their mother back, their grandmother back, their whoever. And I think most of the passengers were women that were hit in the front of the bus. I mean, it was a grisly scene. There were people that survived, but the people that survived were just like shocked because everything just was flying basically. And all of a sudden the first 15 feet of that bus, I mean, it is the best way to describe it. We're just basically swallowed up like a whale. We're swallowed up by the trailer and disappeared. And so you saw, you know, basically you saw half of a bus. And it was crazy that, you know, the conversation was, of course, possibly was there drugs or alcohol or sleep or lack of sleep or any of that. And now it turns out that we're talking about, sadly, tread that was to blame for what happened. And that's preliminarily. They still have, the investigators still have a few other things that they have to check out, but it certainly looks that way. If they're releasing the whole tread thing, then that has to be a big reason. It has to be the reason, I would say, if that many tires are that way, for what happened there. It has to be.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 post-paid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price can explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
On America Tonight, besides, of course, checking the mailbag and talking to all of you, it is time for Nail the Score. Here's how it works. Briefly, I'll say it again if you're just listening to me. What happens is we pull out the computer, which I know Nathan said he was pretty much ready with the computer. And once he hits the computer will pick the game of the week, can you believe? Week 8 in the NFL. Once we have the game of the week, you call in and tell me who you think is going to win and what you think the final score will be. There's nothing scientific about this. There's no way to cheat. It's pure luck. Let's be honest about it. Pure luck. And maybe you get lucky. People are starting to come close. We're surrounding the scores. I have a good feeling that this season, somebody, in fact, will nail the score. On that note, let it rip. Oh, this was the game. This was the right game to pick. It's the Eagles and the Cowboys. It's the Sunday night game in Texas. It's a big game because you've got the Cowboys at 5-1, the Eagles at 4-2, Dak Prescott in for Tony Romo. Carson Wentz, the rookie who was picked up in the draft, playing as the quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles after shellacking Minnesota. And I think this is one of the better games. Perhaps the only other game, I would have said the Packers and the Falcons would be a great game, too. And I don't know, maybe the Vikings and the Bears, but the Bears are struggling so much, probably not. So regardless of my commentary, the game is the Eagles and the Cowboys, 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hey, Pete.
The swag master is out of the bunker.
I love that.
And he says, oh, I don't know, 28. 28- I'm so sorry that your little Eagles got to get beat, but Prescott's awesome.
He is awesome. I do have to say that.
The leader. Yeah, I think he's gonna put Romo right on the bench.
I do too.
And you know, Romo's done.
He is done. Too many injuries. 28. So 28. What?
Oh, I don't know. 28-26.
Ooh, I like that. 28-26, Cowboys beating the Eagles. And there is a big storyline that Pete talked about, and that's Dak Prescott, without a doubt. All right, let's move on to Grim. Hey, Grim.
Well, seeing how he's out of the bunker, I want to know if he'd like to go duck hunting. But anyhow, I'm still kind of interested in who that's going to pay for that $20,000 to them cheerleaders, if you caught up on that, if you can let us know about that. But
yeah, they're still in litigation. They're still waiting that out.
Yeah, well, I'm all for it, you know, because Roger Odell can come up with that out of pocket change. But anyhow,
yeah.
let's go with 26, Philly, and 23, Dallas. I like a tight game.
Ooh. 20, and you almost won last week. You just missed by a couple points, so you're surrounding it. You're getting close. 26-23. I like it, Grim. And you like Philly, so there you go, the other side of it. Good luck with that. Okay, so Everett is listening to us in Washington. Hi, Everett.
I'd have to say Dallas, 20 to Eagles, 13.
Ooh, so Dallas 2013, yep, defense plays a part in this. Maybe some turnovers, we'll see. Thanks, Everett. We go from Washington all the way to Maine and Sharon. Hey, Sharon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm excellent. I know you are so invested in Nail the Score. Do you like Philadelphia or Dallas?
Oh, I don't know.
Either team, I think it's going to be a tight game.
I think so too. I'm going to go with Dallas this time,
21-17. Dallas. All right. So another Sharon, I really liked you until you said that, but that's okay. I forgive you. 21-17.
Oh, I don't care for either team, but you live near Dallas. So.
Right, so we got to go with Dallas. I like that. I like that philosophy. Good thinking there, Sharon. So we'll see. 21-17, and then we go back to Dan in Texas. Dan, who are you picking in this game?
31-27, Dallas.
So 31-27.
I'm sorry. I want the Eagles to win, but they don't stand a chance. Dallas is too good.
I think Dallas is super good. You're right. Dallas is
31-27.
31-27, but it's a close game. Almost all of you are picking a close game, even if you think Dallas is... Everybody's picked a close game, even if you think Dallas is really supreme. You can send me your guess. I know a lot of people do that. Sharon was somebody who was always doing that. Send me your guess. at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. I will get it, I promise, as long as you get it in by the top of this hour, because it's not fair to everybody else who stayed up, waited around, blew out the phone lines, and all that sort of stuff. Nathan always to have his finger on the pulse. He's very talented on the pulse of what could happen in these games. He's like Kreskin. So Eagles or Cowboys, Nathan?
I'm going to go with the Eagles. And we'll put it at 24-21.
24-21, Nathan says. All right, Nathan, thank you. I am really is hard-pressed to make a pick in this one because, I mean, not because I certainly can analyze this game. Dallas is giving up 4.5 points, their favorite. They're favored. They're at home. Dak Prescott is playing lights out. Ezekiel Elliott is moving the ball. Cole Beasley is finding his feet and is catching the ball all over the place. For Dak Prescott, he's been phenomenal, I think. When you need him, he's there. And you could point to the defense. You could point to a lot of factors for Dallas. And the same with Philadelphia. They had two brutal losses this year. I'm going to say, but they're coming off of a big win at home. I'm going to say the Cowboys win it. Just don't tell my relatives. Ugh. Hopefully they're not listening. I'm going to say Dallas wins it, and I think the final score is, I think the final score is going to be 27-18. I know it's kind of a weird score. I think it's going to be a wild game. The Eagles and the Cowboys. What's great about the game is that it's on Sunday night. Oh, the best. I think it's the best one at Sunday night because it's chill. Let's face it, whatever you're doing during the day, Sunday's always that kind of day, I guess, but the night is perfect to cap off the night, the brilliance of Sunday night football. If you are a fan of the great game of baseball, I already mentioned that the Indians picked up the first. I know there's people listening to us in Ohio and in Illinois, but the Indians picked up the first game 6-0. The second game in Cleveland, Jake Arrieta will pitch for the Cubs. For the Indians, they've got Trevor Bauer, who's going to pitch for them. He's the kid who cut his hand when he was fooling around with his drones. He's a drone freak, and that messed up one of his starts in the championship series, the American League Championship Series. But he's a good pitcher, and this should be a good matchup. And they've moved the game. They actually moved the game to 7 o'clock Eastern because of weather, hoping that perhaps they can get the game in lieu of brutal wet conditions. We'll see. Game 2 of the World Series. Good luck for everybody who tried to nail the score. If you sent me your guess, I'll get it in, I promise. Thanks to Nathan and all of you for listening to America Tonight.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X Wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.